O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Verily, thou art a hidden God, the God of Israel, the Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers, dear sisters and faithful, and dear children, sometimes children, towards the end of the school year, Corpus Christi comes, and sometimes at the start of our summer vacation, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, is coming to the little ones for their first communion on Sunday. But how should we, who have already made our communion, I mean, and are growing up, how should we look upon this feast of the body of Christ? I think you could see it as a kind of a very, very holy hide and seek. You see, God is more hidden here in the Eucharist than anywhere else. Well, think about it. God hides his greatness. He's God. What does that mean? He hides it in the littleness of a host. And his power in a frail white wafer of unleavened bread. When you receive the sacred host, it melts away in an instant. But God abideth forever and ever. His eternity, however, is hidden here in a moment of time. And his wisdom in seeming folly, that this should be his way, the Creator's way, to be with us, his children. But here's the thing. Here, today, he shows us all of this. You see, clearly, today, the sacred host and the great monstrance. The word means, from the Latin, to show, monstrare. And what is Almighty God showing us? He's showing us that he's always hidden, as Isaiah says. He's more hidden here in the sacred host than he was in the virginal womb of the Immaculate Mother of God. He's more hidden here than he was shivering as a baby in the cold wooden crib at Christmas, or dying in agony on the wooden cross in the darkness of Good Friday afternoon. He is more hidden here than he was in the gloom of the tomb, when still his divinity pulsated and angels came and adored. But you and I, when we come to church at Corpus Christi, we see the sacred host. So what's hidden here? Oh, everything. Our Lord's humanity is hidden, that he's truly a man. And as I say, his divinity, you don't see that either. His glory and the beatitude he offers you one day. As beautiful as this altar is, all the time really, but especially for a feast like this, I mean with the flowers and the candles, and as solemn and as stately, our ceremonies, our many and very reverent genuflections, and all of the beautiful chants and hymns, he is still hidden here. He has to be, because who could see our Lord and live? And how else could he stay with us day and night to be our friend, to be our food? But if God hides himself, we know where he's hiding. The priests and the sacristan and some of the helpers, they know where the tabernacle key is hidden, but you, all of you, know where the key to Christ's heart is hidden. And when you come into this church, and the sanctuary lamp is burning, and the veil on the altar, you know where to find him. And confidently you can turn to the tabernacle and kneel down and genuflect, or come up to the rails and make your prayer and receive him. But for the others, for almost everyone, he is a hidden God. For 500 years, the Protestants look for him in vain. They say they know him and are saved by him and are his followers, but they don't have a mass, and they don't have a monstrance, and they don't have a tabernacle. And for 50 years, under what we call the changes or the Novus Ordo, it's the same thing. Some think they have him and sort of imitate these things, but they don't really. He's hidden from them. So where is he hiding? Well, here on earth, he's in a most unlikely place, a church like this. And that being the case, who'd ever come round looking to find him and to give him homage, I mean? We do, and we're blessed and rewarded for that by being able to see him every day. And in a way, that's our problem. We see him, but we don't, because we see him all days. And I think that's one of the reasons we have Corpus Christi each year, to make us stop and remember, oh yes, Dominus est, it is the Lord. As long as we never stop looking for him and seeking him out. Remember, that's the best way to pray. When your mind is going and you're thinking of a lot of different things, start looking for Christ. When you look for him, right away you find him. That's his promise in the gospel, and it's true. The Mass, the Blessed Sacrament, allows us to have the whole of our Lord's life and his death as though we were there, for he is here with us, and to offer it all up to God the Father. As a matter of fact, even as God hides himself in the Holy Eucharist, he does it just so that we may find him. It is in that sense a little bit like a most holy game that the good God plays with us. He's our Father after all, and we his children. Because he goes looking for us. When he finds us, he's never got a cross or a harsh word for us, not a correction. Oh no, he caresses us, and then he feeds us, and he will never desert us. Well, that's the feast of Corpus Christi. And we need him to do that for us, because so often, well, he is lost to us because we stop looking like those others on the outside. After all, think of it. I mean, think of your masses. How could we priests ever offer Mass, or you hear Mass, those of you who are privileged to sing it, without the most profound respect and recollection, without a real worthy preparation on our knees? And then afterwards, more than a few hurried words of thanksgiving before we go back to ordinary life. Which, true, our Lord is there, but he's hidden again, and usually we're not looking for him. How little is our faith, how little is our love, littler, I think, than the sacred host, and just as light. And it melts away so quickly, doesn't it? However, could we appear at the altar or at the communion rail with so little devotion some days and so many distractions? The solution is not to stay away. Some sillies think that. The solution is to start looking seriously And if you still can't find him, you say a prayer to St. Anthony, and I'm sure he will work it out. But never mind, today and all 8 days of Corpus Christi, these are the monstrance days of the year. Monstrance means to show. God shows himself to us in the Holy Mass, in the Sacred Host, and he gives us each day his blessing, his benediction. He hides himself here for that purpose, simply to get us to look for him. He doesn't want to be a hidden God anymore. The dear little child in the host grows weary of that game. It's almost as though you're playing and then the one you're playing with comes right out and says, I'm here. Don't you see? He shows himself in the monstrance. If you look for him even a little bit today, you will find him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.